morning. Round 7 on the way, Anzac Day weekend. And I know we had success with an unders bet, but look, I've discovered this. Life is too short. This is from the Barstool geniuses. Are you aware of the Barstool work?
Oh, yeah. Loosely.
I discovered them over summer. Once one bite, everyone knows the rules. And you know, congratulations, Joel, Manly Gold Coast, but what a miserable way to watch the shocking game. 36-0, and those 36 came pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And you had to watch the under. So you got no joy out of that bet. That's why life is too short to bet the under.
Yeah, I love that. Did you just order that online, did you?
I got it. I forgot. At the start of the season,
I saw
Dave Portnoy wearing it, and I thought I'd go to the merchandise store. They don't miss you at Barstool. No wonder they're going gangbusters
at stock. They shipped out here. I reckon you paid $120 for that.
No, not that much.
No,
because I don't think shipping was that dear. Hey, we stink at the moment at tips. What's going on?
No. Whoa. Before we go on to tips, mate, I have to give you a big pat on the back. Our stable mate, his call of the Rabbitohs Tigers game was absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Podium for the year.
That was brilliant. Yeah,
call of the year.
Probably. Yeah.
It's the only game outside the 15 grand final where I've driven home not knowing what I said because it was so manic. And so I you know, people sending texts and I'm thinking, what the hell did I say? I actually did. And I was very apprehensive going back and watching the last couple of minutes.
Hang on. No, that didn't happen. You've pulled over. You've looked at the NRL highlights on the thing. Went,
No. I wanted the whole KO. The whole full game.
Yeah.
Like, so I had scrubbed it through to the end of the lot.
How do you go listening back to yourself?
That's shocking.
No.
I forced myself to do it.
Yeah.
I forced myself to do it. Like,
just for this one? Or do you go back regularly and do it?
He's not doing it to hear himself. He's doing it to go.
I'm looking for the mistakes. I'm looking for the mistakes. So that was good. It was good being there. What a game. What a weird old game. But you know when you go to the game and you just have a feeling, you have no idea that's going to happen, but you just have a feeling this is going to be something, this game. I just had that feeling West Tigers were going to really put in that game, even though I think I took South in the thing. I just thought, no, there's a buzz around the ground that they're going to deliver today.
Yep.
And they deserve to win.
The young dummy half. But one little player can change things. But before we move off this game, Youngquest from The Office.
Is he back?
He bundled me up, right? And he said, you blokes going to admit you're wrong? I said, what? He goes, well, you're all against the 2-point field goal. He goes,
I'm still against it.
I said, we're still against it. But
it was wonderful theater.
No, but what he said was, and he's right on this, he said, you guys were saying it's never going to happen. Well, we've seen three attempts now in, or three successful.
Oh, okay. But we've presented the only scenarios just before halftime and a team down by two. The only scenarios. And does it add to football? But I think, yes, it was a wonderful moment, the Reynolds moment. But I don't think it adds to the contest.
No.
But I could be on an island there. I don't like golden point either. Doesn't mean I don't get excited when we get to a golden point game. And honestly, I know we had the great moment. That'll go down forever, the Burgess moment. But that should have been full-time, 14-all, 80 minutes. West Tigers, you get a point too. And Souths don't deserve 2 points. They did not play good enough to get all
and
the
that's,
2 points.
And this is where it really shits me, because they were 18.5-point favourites in that game.
Mm.
And West were outsiders and walk away with nothing.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel right.
No.
But
do you think Madge is thinking, those bloody Burgess boys that dropped so many balls for me, I just needed one more drop?
I felt so sorry for him, and it was against his old club as well. No. What about the news of the week? That is, we've got someone doing work out the back here, by the way.
I mean, it's not a fire alarm, it's a hammer drill.
What sort of organisation? We're at the NRL offices. What sort of organisation we've got?
Can you breaking in.
Hey?
It's a way to break in. I'll listen to this podcast that mobbed up.
Yeah.
And there's a vault.
Well, like the bank job. One of the great moves.
So they come in underneath the through the reinforcements and the and
the cement. They might be trying to dig for your wallet.
Oh, please.
There'll be plenty there.
Please. He's a bit wounded. He's a bit emotional.
What's happened?
Yeah, I'm off the bit. It's been a big week because I was down in
Mexico,
Melbourne.
Yes,
just to clarify that, for a couple of days, and then flew back late Thursday, straight into a Bucks party early Friday morning.
What was your latest finish?
at the Bucks.
Yeah.
About Dan's bedtime. About 4 a.m.
Turn this around on me. You made us come in early so because you had to go to work at Mexico.
We don't know what he does.
We don't know. Firstly, we don't know what you do. And secondly, you're off getting pissed every night.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's not. I'm sorry. Yeah. That does
and I'm a little. I'm a bit wounded. It was a very busy weekend, so I'm still playing catch up on a few of the games. And it's hard to really find the rhythm when you're watching replays. It's still not the same. But yeah, a couple of games.
Did you go to the races?
Yeah, Kembla Grange. What a zoo that is.
You're going from Mexico to Kembla Grange.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Two of the grades.
Success.
Big success. Yeah. Bucks alive. He's got a shout out to Cheeky. He listens, big fan of the podcast. He's getting married this coming Saturday. He might need a little bit of makeup to cover up a few wounds on the face.
Can I tell you about Kembla Grange? I went there for a Bucks party. The only time I've ever been there, I walked into the track and I had to go to the ATM. I had $7 on me.
Yes.
And so I just plonked it on a trifecta.
Right? Yes.
My $7 turned into $2,900.
Oh.
I never saw the ATM that day. Isn't that a start to a Bucks party?
How much did you walk away with?
I'm going to say $250 was left in your
wallet. No, I think I actually got a bet like about another $600. So about $3.50.
Wow.
Yeah, from your $7. It was some day. And that's
a bit of humble braggery there, I reckon.
No humble braggery about it. It's just blatant braggery. It was outstanding.
I took a mate to the Melbourne Cup. And got the Quinella in the last, and this is like I was about 16, I was about to say. No, it was about 1920, and I thought I was so rich. It was about $3,000 that I said to my mate, "What's this?" And just put all the cash on the bed. What's the movie where the money's...
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, something. Yeah. A decent proposal. Okay. Anyway, I thought I had it made. What about, speaking of money, the Super League?
Wow.
The Super League. This would have gone nuts on your radio show, John.
It did. Simon Hill was on after us. It went berserk. You know, it's all done and dusted now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a piss week.
I can't believe it took as long as it did to get rid of it.
But honestly, if you're gonna stick by it, at least we got through a year.
Yeah.
That's taken, what, 12 hours to get back
for that? What a Super League. Six English clubs and six others. That's it. That's not a Super League.
Oh, mate, please. Compared to our little Super League. It is. It was. That's immense.
Oh,
don't you reckon?
Now
it's immense.
Now this is my bad.
Hang on. Fire it up. Fire it up.
If I hear one more reference to our version of the Super League through all this, my head might explode. Now the first bloke who put the Premier League players' heads on the old Super League jerseys, well done. It's been done a million times.
Yeah.
We know it's called the Super League. We know we had our version of the Super League. Just let it go.
Yeah.
Right? It was funny the first time. Thank you.
Have you told that to the Sportsbet social media people? Because they seem to revel in the...
Yeah. Well, I know now, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Mm.
I would hope so. That's a good Bambi. It's a very good Bambi.
Can I just ask on that, right? Who wins this contest in the last 7 days? The Super League reference to our Super League, or, and I'm guilty for this too, by the way, the attempted Harry from the Corso gags with Tommy Turbo.
Oh, so, hang on, we're all guilty of that one. We're all guilty,
aren't we?
Well, I just said ban him from the Corso forever. That's sort of...
Well, I did it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
That's it. Okay, all right. Have you got a Bambi?
Yes, I have actually.
Oh dear! Oh,
he's in a much better mood today, though.
You've had sleep.
Yeah,
you had a good night with the lady.
Well, I've got a good ticket riding on Gal tonight.
I was going to say this is a gambling puff chest. I'm going down to that.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, you can't get me. It's
you've never been to a fight night.
I've got zero
interest. It's one of the great nights. A fight night is one of the great nights.
I've been to one fight night where I was hosting the bloody thing. And the bloke,
that doesn't count.
And the bloke didn't pay me.
Well,
I hated being there. I left. Bloke never paid me.
What fight was this?
You were the ring announcer.
And he scared me, so I didn't want to chase him up for the dollars.
What fight was this?
Oh, it was something out of Liverpool and never again.
Oh, mate, you presented the worst possible case for a fight night.
Never again.
I'm going row 4, thank you.
Yeah.
And... sitting there as a punter, as a fan, I have no responsibilities.
Yeah, well, when I'm at home, right, in my pajamas with a couple of mates, right, watching the fight, and you've got to drive back
Can we wipe that pajamas with the mates reference from that?
Well, I'll be in the PJs. Mate, yeah. They won't be, but have a little barbecue this afternoon. But go Gal. He'll beat this.
I don't know. The other bloke's a proper boxer, like a proper fighter.
But mate, I've tipped Gal every time, and they keep putting him up as the outsider, and he keeps winning the fights.
Well, okay. It's not about you all the time.
No, not all the time, well, but mostly. Okay. Bambi. Right. So I would have called this whole show a Bambi years ago, but sometimes in life, if enough people like something, it's worth giving it a go. So I thought, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to invest my time into maths this series.
Oof.
And I fell in love with it. It was just...
He's turned the back.
Watching implosions before your own eyes, right? It was just magic television. And yes, they were really just squeezing everything they could out of the Mel and Bryce situation. But you know what? This was the greatest, most beautiful thing I've ever seen on television. Oh. Right at the last... You've got to see this, Dan. The last episode, this girl, Beck, who was just pulling the tail of Bryce the whole series, pulling and enjoying walking over the carcass, which was Bryce. Well, you know what happened? Little Becca Rooney got called out, didn't she? Holier than now, Becca Rooney. She had to set. Did you see what happened?
No, I didn't see what happened.
So she's been pulling in there on this Bryce.
You know, this is fake television.
I don't care. I loved it. So this Becca Rooney.
Are you Bambi-ing yourself here? Who's a Bambi?
Oh, Bambi myself. Okay. I'm Bambi-ing Beck. Beck, who was just slamming this Bryce. And guess
this
what?
This is no Bambi. Guess this who, is an guess excuse who, for you to talk about
guess
math.
Guess who tripped over at the end? Our little Bambi Beck. Hey, bad luck, Becky.
Okay. Bambi. Now, I didn't realise this was so old. This just popped up on my Instagram feed. Who's going to be the next immortal?
Lockie.
Of course it's going to be Lockie. So it's not going to be Thurston. It's not going to be Smith. Now, remember when Joey was going to be put in and people going, oh, off-field behaviour, I don't know. I would submit this, Your Honour, as evidence that maybe Darren Lockyer should be barred from immortal status. Enjoy.
Back in the day, paying the bills was tough. Check, envelope, stamp. And then you could pay bills in store. It was easier on the phone. And even easier on the net. But now with the Snip mobile app, you can scan, confirm and pay in under 10 seconds. Download Snip to pay your rates and water bills in a snip. It's easier than BPay and there's more on the way.
That is Mark War Nizoral territory back in the early 90s. But apparently that's an old ad.
I need to see the Nizoral one.
How much is he getting paid to do that? It can't be enough, whatever it is. Really? And the name of it, the snip. Have you got the snip?
Oh, I have no idea about the product.
It's two eyes.
But how many takes? I mean, it could be easier to... can't they just say, Lockie, look, you won't do that
listen,
again.
Listen, he won't be in the immortal advertising's team, but he'll be an immortal.
That is on the people making the ad to say, Lockie, can we just do another take? Yeah. Can we just do one more take?
Are you suggesting he's taking the game into disrepute with that?
Am I suggesting it? I'm not suggesting it. I'm locking it in that it's put the game into... That is shameful. That's worse than 20-year-old footballers in bathroom stalls.
Yeah.
Now, that video is doing the rounds. I'm saying that...
We don't know it's that player, by the
Darren
way.
Darren Lockyer in Miami Vice gear.
Yeah.
That, to me, shameful. Yeah. Can I say this? And we will get onto the bet shortly. I wrote my first complaint letter.
Wow.
I'm easing into old age so beautiful.
Wow. Complaint letter?
To Meyer. The service was so bad, I went to the Meyer on a Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. I had to take I bought a bag. Anyway, I discovered one of the clips was missing. So I went back. Off I went. Mm-hmm. Tuesday morning, 11 o'clock. No one's in there, right? No customers are in there. People I could see that worked there were hiding in corners and little nooks.
Yeah.
So customers couldn't see them. Mm. What are you looking at?
Oh, I'm just interested in this story.
Well, and then they could not try any harder to make my life difficult in terms of not turning up at the register because, yeah, you know, at Meyer it's all multi-registered. And, oh, please go over to this one. And then got into a 15-minute argument. I won't go into the long story, but it just felt so satisfying. Writing a complaint letter.
Karen from Coogee.
Haven't Welcome. Got a reply yet,
oh,
which we'll get the second response today because it was last Tuesday. So it's 8 days. But Maya, You've gone, and I think Meyer as a store has gone downhill, and I can see why no one's in there, because it is an ordinary, it is a weak version of David Jones, and I won't, it won't be getting my business anytime soon.
I'm going to give you a Bambi, right? And I'm not going to name the player because he's so well regarded in our game, right? And I think he's afforded this opportunity, a recently retired player who's now representing a club. Now, there was a junior rugby league carnival on, representative carnival.
Oh, no.
And you're not here supposed to have anyone there. So the rules are for these to go forward with the greater COVID rules is that players get dropped off in the way they play. So this particular player and an ally from the club, they park the car inside, and to which one of the teachers comes over and says, excuse me, boys, you're not allowed to be here. It's only for the players, and that's the rules, and there's no exceptions to anyone. And they said, this retired player, who's so well regarded in the game, who's wearing his polo shirt of his club, says, we're not moving, mate. And so then the teacher says, you know what, that's fair enough. He said, well, you know what? Because of you, we're not playing.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So we're not going to play until you move.
Has
so,
this story not got out?
So you feel free to stay there. And so ultimately, they've got no other option, have they? On the bike they go. But this is not a great of the game, but a very, very revered player of the game who's recently replied. I was disappointed in that.
Wow.
Because you know what? To all the rugby league players out there, past and present, right? We're not saving lives, right?
Sydney Club.
And outside the rugby league, yes. Outside the rugby league bubble, no one gives a shit. So get a bit of perspective. Yes, you may have lived your whole life in a rugby league bubble. Pull your heads in. There's a big, big, bad old world out there with 8 billion people. Most of those 8 billion people wouldn't give a shit or know who you are.
Oh,
so pull your heads goodness. In. No, but honestly,
yeah.
Like, guys, get it together.
Just, rich club or poor club?
I like with
this. They're going okay.
recently retired?
I don't know. Wouldn't have a clue. Six to go play. I'm protecting this player because he gets a chance. If I get another one, I'm going to out him if I hear it again because it is, and this is absolute true, but not cool, dude. Not cool.
Okay. All right. Let's, we better do some tips. Very nice. Very nice. I know we've got some more headlines here. We might tackle them through the rest of the show because we're going to get to some tips, but right after this.
Another Thursday. Same focus, same commitment. What you see on TV comes from elite average work down the driveway. Morning, Edna. So when I want to place a fast and easy same game multi, I use Sportsbet. More markets, more offers, and bigger odds. I'm Gary Flynn, wheelie bin champion, and I make it look easy with Sportsbet.
All right. The Mike Iceberg ads continue unabated, my God. Although I've got to give credit where credit's due, the Shaq ads are pretty good.
Yeah.
I know they're the opposition, but they're actually pretty clever. Yeah. All right, but not as good as Gary Flynn.
Nah.
Elite average champion. Wall of Shame, Wall of Fame. We haven't got much to report this week. I got a couple. Now, my fault, I said send them through retroactively. Someone sent me through a $1 multi, which paid $1.23 from a year and a half ago.
I saw that round 5, 2020.
Fair play to you, sir. Well played, sir. I don't know if you were trolling me, but yeah, that's good work. Good work.
Was that the one? No, who sent through the one with Penrith all up?
There was a good one.
Somebody had 20 cents on Panthers all up the Bunnies to win like 3 cents.
Oh, really?
That? Yeah. No. Yeah, that was with Sportsbet.
But there was another one where someone, you know, I think this is greed, where people put same game multis back to back to back. So you've got to get a collection. Yeah. I hope they're betting them individually, the same game multis, because you wouldn't want two or three of those, two out of three to get up, and then you've won nothing. By the way, I've worked out a new... I'm going to experiment this week, gents. This is my version. It's not Sportsbet Bingo. This is my lotto version. I've picked 8 first try scorers.
Yep.
And I've popped them into the 4 billion to 1.
8 first try scorers?
8 games, 8 first try scorers. Now don't think
what
I'm going to...
What price
is it? No, 4 billion to 1, right? Now, I don't think Sportsbet would even let me get on at that price. But, so here it is. I don't want to give these away, actually, because I'm going to call some of these and I don't want to give it away. But no, here's my bet. $1 on the triples.
That's what I was going to say to you.
So
any 3 of the 8 to get up.
Any 3 of
the 8.
The
parlay, that's a go.
Right. And that's the beautiful thing about the Sportsbet app, and where you've got all the options here, so you can have the there's 28 doubles if you want, 56 trebles, 74 folds, and then on it goes. So that is my, and I looked at it. So a dollar bet, $56 total, and the worst result if I get it up is $1,380, wow. And the best result something like $10,000. So I figured, you know what, like people like Elliot Whitehead and Reed Marnie. Yeah, it's a bit of fun, and you know what, $56. You know, fine, I can live with losing.
Can
that.
I just read it now? This is, I'm urging you people who are getting around the Wall of Shame, the Hall of Fame, to hit up Dan Direct, because I'm very, very slop. I've been inundated with these.
Well, you tried your stupid hashtag.
Well, no, but I just can't keep up with them. So I'm suggesting go to Dan, right? Now, this is one that's been Instagrammed to me. Toby Brown, bad beat. I made the pilgrimage to Mudgee for the weekend and, of course, found ourselves at the track. Sitting with two of my best mates, all our dad's names are John. I see a horse called Papa John in the last and I tell them all that we need to get on. 2 minutes before the race, I go to the bathroom. Then I realise that I've forgot to get on. Lo and behold, it salutes at $34. We then walk to the Lawson pub to watch the last leg of my eight-leg footy, and I had unders. This is what I get for betting against footy. See below. So he's had the unders. Life's too short.
In which game?
I don't feel sorry
what
for
what was
him.
The last game?
North Queensland, Cowboys. Canterbury. Yeah. Well, hang on, that was 48. Oh, he had the unders.
It would have been that last try when Mitch Dunn goes over.
Can you imagine? It's 24-6.
Killed the line as well.
And Canterbury scored two tries to... Canterbury, 12 or 13, yeah. Scored two tries to kill his bet.
But they got...
Send it in. Send it in. That is Hall of... That is a bad
send
bet.
Send it to Dan. They
don't point at me, Sonny Jim.
Canterbury got within the line. Temporarily.
I know.
That was a bad beat.
Thank God they didn't. I only got two out of eight against the line. And North Queensland was one of them. But I don't feel sorry for his 34-1. That's on him. He must have been that pissed to have to go to the seal had been well and truly broken.
Oh, yeah.
When are we going to go to the races? I was driving past. I'll tell you what, the great game on Saturday, I drove past because I live near there, and I thought, I would kill for a day at the race. Yeah. And it looked like it was a good crowd.
We've been going for the last 3 years.
Nice
I haven't got there yet.
I must be getting old. I'd rather go to a pub with some mates.
Nah, let's go to the Cup. Get that day off, SEN.
Yeah.
Get that day off.
I can do that.
Book it in now. We'll go there. Well, we're going to go last year, but COVID ruined us.
What's one of those midweek, like a Geelong Cup or one of those? What's one of those good midweekers?
Yeah, Geelong.
Or a Scone Cup or something like that.
Oh, I've presented you the Melbourne Cup.
No, because I'm going to a venue in a secret location, a little holiday destination. I've always had ambitions to go into this particular surf club, thong, short, singlet, watching the Melbourne Cup. That's my favourite day of the year, away from the hustle and bustle of the Cup itself.
You truly are a man of the people. Mm. Let's go to some... We'll go to Derby Woo! Day. We'll go to Derby Day. Okay, or are you going to be in shorts and thongs?
I don't mind the idea of a country cup, actually. Maybe Wagga Gold.
Yeah, okay. Now, every time 2KY sends their crew up, it always looks like a good day. I'll give you that. Let's go to some games, shall we? We start with Thursday night footy, Penrith versus Newcastle. I'm a little surprised at the disparity of the odds. $6.50. Newcastle are not hopeless at all. They got a bit lucky against Cronulla the other day, but they present a pretty strong team here. Heimel Hunt missing, Stafford Tor comes back in, but it's basically the same team that's played with Kalen Ponga out of his sickbed to play. Penrith are the same outfit. 16.5 to start. That seems a bit fat to me.
Yeah, I'm on that page too.
Yeah, it surprised me when I first saw it. I can't get it to where it is, although it's a very scary prospect. Penrith at home, they are frightening. But they were lucky to get away with that win last week, albeit it was up there in Brisbane, but it was against the Broncos. So I will lean just away of Newcastle. The one even more scary thing is just how many points Newcastle leak. Their against column isn't great. They can score points, but Penrith's defence is so bloody good as well. So it's just a little bit too big for me to back to be on the minus. So give me Newcastle here.
Yeah, I'm on the Knights, but as I said last week, boys, they're not robots, this team. You know, they've been up for a long time, this Penrith side.
Yeah.
But I have got a great bet here. This is honestly a great bet. Last year, Stephen Crichton scored 15 tries of his last 16 playing left centre.
Right.
Right. Matt Burton has moved into the centre position, left-hand side, has scored three from his last three, hasn't missed in that left centre position.
Don't bring the market down.
No.
I haven't got on yet.
$2.50. $2.50 from Matt Burton to score. Now, why are we talking about this left centre position? Because they all panic and overcompensate for who?
Kalen.
Viliame kick out.
Oh, sorry.
They rush in for kick out. Centre position open. Just keep backing Burton until he misses. $2.50. If you do not mind.
I got greedy last week.
Do you like that?
I love it. Yeah. I love Bert. I've got him as one of my first try scorers. And I had him for a double. And he got the first one so early. You think, oh, it's my day. He was $8. But anyway, you can't win them all.
Only concern, little caveat, what are they going to do for Momorowski? He's out.
He's out, yeah.
Oh, is... No, I thought... I thought he didn't win his case.
No, I don't believe so, no.
No, I think you're right. Radley got downgraded.
But do you risk seeing Crichton go to the centre position?
Well, it can't be...
It's the greatest bet of your life if he's playing left centre. That's what I'm saying.
But... Well, look at who's 20 and 21, by the way. That's the biggest story. Coruscant and Edwards. If Coruscant is back, even though Kenny's been terrific, I would not have a cent on this game. Because I'm on Newcastle as well. But to answer your question, it'd be Tyrone May, wouldn't
it? Well, listen.
Brent Nathan's not in the 21. Robert Jennings is a winger. So I would say they'd put in Tyrone May and then throw in... Well, maybe.
Actually, you got me thinking here, Dan. You know what? Let's look, because if Edwards is playing...
Yes.
If he's playing... By the way, Gale reckons that he's a brilliant fighter, Edwards.
Really?
Apparently, yeah. Raps on him. Crichton's 220 anytime try scorer.
Oh, centre.
Yeah, does he go back to left centre?
This will be fastest finger first when the hour before kickoff, see the teams and just hit the button.
Yep.
Yeah. Too much guesswork involved between.
Oh, you can back them both and you might get away with it.
Newcastle for all of us. Let's go to a fabulous game. This is the match of the night, actually. Friday, 6 p.m. Gold Coast versus South. Actually, the other game's pretty good too, but Gold Coast just having a shocker. Was it a one-off, or is it a sign of things to come? They're warm outsiders, if that makes sense. Warm outsiders? Ooh. No, warm favourites, cold outsiders. 6.5 is the line. No Latrell, no Mansour. So Stephen Masters comes into the centres. Jackson Paul onto the wing. Keon Kalamatangi returns. The Don is back for Gold Coast. Pretty familiar-looking side. I just got the sense... as good as Tom was and as good as Manly were, that the Gold Coast, it would have been a bugger of a trip.
Yeah.
Where would they have flown to? They would have had to fly.
No, it was a direct, it was chartered flight.
I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
But even then, Mudgee, it would have been a bit chilly. It was miserable weather.
What they would
have
saying, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think
put a line through it.
Yep.
And you can do that from time to time.
A bit like your weekend, Sean, just put a line through it.
Line straight through it.
Yeah.
In saying that, I've got South. Because I can see Gold Coast really going with them for 65, 70 minutes, and
no
then the Bunnies putting on...
Did massive. You mention that?
No Tino. That's a huge one.
Yep.
There's some big outs affecting this game. The Titans are so hard to catch for me. I think impossible when they're favourites. I've got them... I think I backed them a couple of times when they've been favourites and got it wrong. But I think I want to be on them here. Latrell are far bigger out than Tino for me.
Yes.
Convert a try on your side... At home, I think we'll see a little bounce back from a pretty, as we said, put a line through that one. If you ignore that last week, I don't think it's 6.5.
No, that's
without
right.
a troll. So I'll be on the home team.
See, Souths are off last week, and that's why I think they might be a bit better, even though they won. That they might be a little more switched on.
That's the benefit of wiping yourself out over the weekend. You don't really pay attention to the Gold Coast shellacking, right? But my gut feeling is trying to push me to the Titans, but I feel like it's a trap. I'm going to go the Bunnies.
Yeah. It's just got to me that a try late just to, and all of a sudden it becomes a 10-point game, which didn't deserve to be. Parramatta Brisbane off at Darwin. Parramatta, fabulous record in Darwin. 5 wins out of 6. Brisbane have never played there. It's usually North Queensland or the Raiders or Gold Coast or Penrith. They've been the Darwin teams. Penrith, Parramatta, that no surprise with the price there. In fact, Sean, I was a little surprised the start was only 13.5. I don't know if it is that now, but 13.5 seems a bit thin to me. I know the Broncos were much better last week. Danny Levi, out of nowhere, signed yesterday as we record this, is playing for the Broncos. Yep. Herbie Farnworth is back. Dylan Brown comes in for Parramatta. They've lost Will Smith. I've got to see more from Brisbane before I start putting some faith in them.
Where'd that Danny Levi signing come from? It caught me by surprise. I just look at Broncos' last three games: Penrith, South, then Storm. Grant, they did get belted by the Storm. It was down in Melbourne. I think that was no surprise to anyone. And then South, that first half, they were very, very close for 38 minutes and then somehow went in trailing by 12. So, and they were very good last week, I thought. I'm pretty keen on them this week at neutral venue. I know Parramatta play there more often than probably anyone, but I don't think it's an advantage to them. I'd probably suggest Broncos would have the rub of the crowd. Looks a big start for me, and we might get a little surprise when we get my best bet later later in the show.
Wow. Okay. What about you, Joel Kane?
I love this Papa Lee. Like, he's got to be one of the buys of the year, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah Papa Lee, 4 tries in his last 3. Reed Marnie just says, "Where are you, Isaiah? Yeah, you're over there."
Well, he would be the buy of the year based purely on value.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Billy Bean, he gets the prize there. Just on this game too, keep an eye out for this closer to kickoff. Box trifecta, TRY-fecta, we're extending it 6 players. So which 6 players, and of course I'm going to go Papa Lee because I love how he's playing 4 tries in his last 3. Which 6 players would you want to combine for the first 3 tries, Dan? 3 from each team.
3 from each.
Yeah.
I get to pick.
Yep.
Coates.
Yep.
Farnworth. Yep. Oates.
Yes, I think you're right there.
And Parramatta Sivo.
Yes.
Ferguson. And...
Well, I've got Papa Lee.
Okay.
We're probably going to go Gutho instead of Fergo.
Okay, I'm happy with that.
Yep. So,
and what, so the first 3 have got to be any one of those 6.
Yes.
What odds do I get for that?
Box trifecta, probably around $8.
You're kidding?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so that'll be... Keep an eye out for that. They've got to finalise that, but that's going to be something like that. Box TRY-fecta, you'll find it in the Parramatta Eels.
Just on that game?
Just on that game. Yep, just on that game, that and the Broncos. So keep an eye on that if you're looking for a prize.
Wow. Okay. You're giving me Coates, Farnworth.
Well,
we've got
to finalise, but it's going to be something along those lines. In other words, I don't completely know. But
attention. It must be a good price.
Box trifecta, but it keeps you interest.
You've got my attention.
Yes.
Which way are you going?
Get on the Bronx with me.
You know what? I love what this dummy half's doing, Reed Marnie. I'm going to go the Eels.
Okay. All right.
Oh, am I? No, I'm going to go the Broncos.
That always works out well when you change your party. All right, let's go to Saturday football. And it's only 2 games on Saturday because we've got a triple header on Sunday. And it starts with Cronulla Canterbury. This is at Cogra. $1.15, $5.50. Sean Johnson in 15. There's no way on God's green earth he's on the bench, is there? If he plays, he's going to play.
Yeah.
With, I would think, with Townsend, and Moylan would go back to the bench.
But why wouldn't you?
Coming back from an Achilles, I can see it.
Well, either he's fit or he's not.
It's an Achilles, isn't it?
You think it's softly?
I think so. Yeah. Play half a game, hook Chad, get him on there.
Yeah. 700K a year, mate.
No, don't get me started.
We did, I can't give it justice, but I did a show on the weekend with Brendan Cowell.
Hang on, don't you work with Chad Townsend?
Yeah, no, but I've said this in front of you. I actually brought up with Chad. I said, Chad, and there's nothing worse, right? This is a Bambi in itself. When I was playing, when an old washed up footballer came to you with ideas, it's just like,
oh,
it's
God.
Like, piss off, old mate. You know?
There's the pot calling the kettle black. This is great.
So that's what I'm saying. This is me. Yeah. This is me saying, when I was young, going to, you know, old players to say, what about you do this? You're like, mate, your days are gone, rack off. So this is exactly what happened to me. I said to Chad, just with your goal kicking, I've made an observation.
You're a goal kicker. Okay.
I said, if you go and watch the greatest kickers of all time, Dan Carter, Halligan, El Masri, Adam Reynolds even, right? They're quite square to the ball. And I gave him the analogy that when you're teeing off in golf, your shoulders are very square to the fairway, right? You don't face down the fairway because that opens up a lot of error. He's very shallow to the ball or very narrow to the ball. And his misses are inconsistent. So he's not missing the same way all the time. And I said, mate, have you ever tried? And you do this early in the week so it doesn't muck you up your presentation, your preparation by the end of the week. So maybe on a Monday you'd try this. Try going a bit squarer. And I pretty much got the greatest shoulder arms as if to say, nah, mate. I mean, okay, fair enough.
It's one of the more unique approaches to the ball, isn't it?
So where I was going with Brendan Cowell, I can't give this justice, but he was along the lines of, he did the David Attenborough. And here comes Chad. He's stalking the ball. He moves in towards the oval-shaped item. It was brilliant.
I thought he'd been kicking okay in the last couple of weeks.
The key to a good kicker is their misses are consistent. Like Adam Reynolds' misses are largely consistent.
Coach for hire, everyone.
Yes. Anyway, coach for hire. As I,
if you
as
can't
I,
afford Darryl Halligan,
guilty.
If you
as,
can't afford Darryl Halligan, Joel Kane will fix you. You can pay him in bonus bets. Cronulla versus Canterbury. Cronulla have won six of their last seven against the Dogs. Josh Dugan is back. Sean Johnson at 15. Will Chambers in jersey 19. That's an interesting one. Again, sort of come from nowhere. The Dogs. Jack Hetherington. You know, I didn't think that shot was so bad initially. And then when they showed the replay.
It was a bit careless, wasn't it?
Oh, it was careless. I thought it was just a wrong-footed.
Yeah.
And then you look at it. Oh, he's got it.
He's great to watch, though, isn't he?
No.
No, you don't think he's great to watch? No. I love watching him.
Here's the problem. So I've done pretty much every Canterbury game on Fox.
Yeah.
The first 3 weeks, he was so desperate not to get in trouble. He was so subdued. It was like he was on Valium or something. Yeah. Like he was running 60 metres a game. And then obviously the Good Friday, the coach has got.
How's the ratio of games missed to games played?
Do you know what
played?
It is?
It's nearly 50-50.
No. It's
15 games.
29 games played.
Yes.
And this will be 15 on the sideline.
But he's charged a minute. Like there was a point where he was being charged once every 90 minutes or something ridiculous like that.
So at this rate, his 100th game would equal 50 games suspended at this rate.
Yeah. So the Dogs, they're a mess. Mm. I don't know what's going on with Dylan Napa. I think they're pushing him out the door, pretty obviously.
Should. Well, they offered him to Penrith, remember?
Did they?
Yeah.
And Penrith said, don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Luke Thompson is in the... Luke Thompson's the best player they've got. Brad Dietz comes from nowhere. Arvo Siu Manafanai. And finally, Matt Dorey gets a run. Where's he been? He was one of their best at the end of last year. Siu Manafanai from Leeds after his Super League stint there. 16.5, it's a lot of start.
Is it...
I'm going to go the Sharks.
Yeah, same. I just saw, I cast my mind back to when the Sharks played the Cowboys at Cogra. They are very much...
Same thing.
Flat track bullies.
Very much flat track.
Yep.
It could get very ugly.
Thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Canterbury... Oh, I'm with you. Canterbury's right side defence is so horrific. Corey Allen's missed 13 tackles in the last 3 weeks. And that's just picking at one player. So I've looked at Teague Wilton as a $4 anytime try scorer option.
I don't think
and he has 18 runs a game, so you know he's going to try and crash his way over at some point.
Pick a forward and just back them. I don't honestly think you can really have too much of a bad bet just backing
no, that's right.
No, really, like that their goal line defense is just horrific.
honestly, they've conceded so many tries around the post. It's got Hamlin Ueli written all over it.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, very good. North Queensland, Canberra, the Saturday night game. This is going to be part of my best bets. $1.31 Canberra. Changes galore. It's reported Josh Papali'i has been dropped. Well, he's been pushed back to the bench. That's positional.
He'll start.
Joey Tarpany has been dropped. That's a stunner to me. Sia Soliola, maybe age is starting to weary him. He's been dropped. Sebastian Chris is back. Ryan James and Emre Gula named as starting front rowers. Hutterweird and Naira and Horsburgh. Remember, they got in trouble in the off-season. They've obviously served their time. So it's a very different-looking Canberra team. The Cowboys, same old, same old. The most unconvincing 12-point win. The worst 12-point win you could imagine against the worst team in the comp with 12 players, and they needed all 80 minutes to get over the line. 9.5 looks way too small for me. I can see this being... I can see this is a hit back game. Don't make that sour lemon face, sure. This is a hit back game.
It's very much a sour lemon game, this one for me. But I'm intrigued to hear Joel Kane's.
It's interesting. You got the old player Todd Payton under the old coach Ricky Stewart. He's wielded the axe. They will respond.
Yeah, of course they're going
to
respond.
They have to respond. They're up and about, though. They've got a bit of confidence about them. The Cowboys, not impressive, we know that. Saying that, too, by the way. He's saying, look, we've won the last two, but whoop-de-doo, basically. Have something on Ben Condon. 2 weeks in a row, we said this last week. Little short ball down the short side from Robson. They'll try it again. You just know he's going to try it again. You'll get a fat price for Ben Condon to score.
I like Elliot Whitehead's similar theory.
They're not really playing with a halfback, are they, Cowboys? They're not playing with a halfback. Benny Hampton's not a halfback.
No. They've actually gone. Actually, of their two wins, those two have actually been pretty decent.
Yeah, they've been all right.
Pretty decent.
Vow wasn't bad. I'm surprised Vow missed out in the Dallium's last week. By the way, there's a whisper around Croker.
Hang on.
Yes.
You'd banned all Dallium talk.
Sorry. I'm surprised he missed out in the get him on side 3-2-1.
Turn around for 10 seconds.
Yes.
Turn around and face the wall for 10 seconds.
In the meantime, can you discuss Jared Croker? What's going on with him? Is he playing?
I thought he is playing, but I thought Sean Ormerod. No, you're out for 10 seconds. Face the wall. I thought Ricky Stewart. Okay, you can come back. I thought Ricky Stewart. His pointed shot after the game, Jared Croker was one of the targets.
But I think I've got a feeling. Well, my spies tell me, if it's not already out in the public domain, is that Elliot Whitehead will captain this team. So does that mean that Croker's dropped or is he injured? I'll do a quick Twitter search. But
I can see that, Joel, in that Croker, he's a club legend. Don't embarrass him by making him the story on a Wednesday. Drop him an hour before the game. If it's gonna, I can see Ricky doing that. He's already made his statement. He's dropped, you know, Tarpany. But Canberra for me. What about you, gents?
Sour lemons, Cowboys.
Oh, come on.
For me. I don't like the game. How can you fall in love with this game? Actually, I'm hoping it might just be a bit of a dour affair. Saturday night, maybe a bit slippery.
Yeah, there's no news out there, but
it's
my
26
mail.
Degrees up there.
Dewy.
No, it doesn't get chilly in North Queensland.
Variety.
That's a Sydney thing. That's a Sydney thing. Joel, I need a tip, please.
There's nothing here on Croker, so maybe my mail's wrong, but my mail was that Whitehead will captain this side.
Okay.
I'll go with the response for Ricky's team.
Yep. Okay, good.
Yep.
Let's go to a fabulous Sunday. I'm going to make a statement my employers aren't going to like. I don't like there's three games on Sunday.
They are?
I like that there's two games. I think Dragons Roosters is the main event. And I think Melbourne have done such a fabulous job, the Storm, with that game. They should be the only two games on Sunday. But in saying that, it's a cracking triple header. West Tigers Manly starts it off at Bank West, 145.
Is that a full house, Dan?
I don't know.
It needs to be for this sort of occasion, doesn't it? To justify
minimum 20.
It's not a full house.
It won't be full house. Well, Manly aren't going to travel, and I don't think the Tigers, the way West, they're going. Tigers have won five of their last six against Manly, and I keep having that trial game in my head, what they did to them, but half that Manly side wasn't there. Manly are favourites. God, the turbo factor. The prices we had up there, the start I've got is 5.5. Tigers have Michael Cheekham in the centres. Manly, it's the same 17 that thumped Gold Coast. I'm very warm on the Tigers here.
Who would have thought? We cast our minds back a few weeks ago that Manly would ever be favourites against really anyone. That's the how big the turbo factor is, and it's probably bigger than what I gave it credit for.
Dude, I cashed out on the Manly wooden spoon at the right time.
Good. Well played.
Just before the Warriors.
I let it ride, but I knew I was a dead man walking. But how much of that do we put down to Tom, and how much do we put down to the 36-0 of just Gold Coast being pitiful?
Both.
I tend to put
half and half.
I tend to put more on Gold Coast being pitiful, but probably. The Tom factor was huge, and it's no surprise they're favourites, especially at Bankwest where there's no home ground advantage. But I do like the Tigers here, Sean Ormerod.
Yeah, I agree, and I really hope this is a big throw around fest, and we see some expansive, exciting footy. Yeah, I think it's going to be very high scoring. I think there's been a little bit of a overreaction to the turbo when the Manly performance last week. Don't want to throw the baby out straight away. So just leaning the way of West Tigers. I'd probably, not super keen on the lines, I'd probably just back them head-to-head, I think, and maybe a high-scoring.
I was going to do, there's more value there, isn't there?
I think
five
so.
And a half's a tricky line. If it was 6.5, I know I'd be all over it. Which way are you going, Joel?
My bet in this game would be a same-game multi. It would be the Tigers 1-12 in the Dane Laurie. You know I love Dane Laurie. Yes. I think he's the next Benny Barber type, 12 months away from probably being like that. But he's starting to find the trial line every week.
I am still not convinced of Manly's second row as defenders. Schuster, who's been terrific as a ball player, and Olakatu. They're not second rowers. One's a 5'8", one's a prop. So I can see Leilua having a field day, and Laurie just hanging off him.
As we said last week, Jake Simpkins gives this team something different, right? It gives them a completely different dynamic, which changes the team. They pushed South Sydney last week, Dan.
Yeah.
You know, like I think we are overdoing the turbo factor. Tigers, for me, not any great confidence. I think the 1-12 is a good bet.
Okay, let's go to the main event. And isn't it great that the main event is the match of the round? Roosters versus Dragons, both teams 4-2. I can't get over that Dragons price, but Morris is back. Verrills is back. That's the big one for the Roosters. The number 9's been such a problem for them, and Victor Radley got that downgrade. The Dragons, pretty much the same outfit that played last week, lost to the Warriors. You said it, the letdown sandwich game.
Danger game.
Parramatta on one side, Roosters on the other. That's why I'm redlined straight through that performance. Taukeiaho has got busted ribs. I don't know how he plays. Warrior Hargreaves is hurt as well. I like the Dragons here. I really like the Dragons in a game that they've exceeded expectations in many times over the last few years.
Is the 21 playing? What's your gut feel?
Hey?
Is the number 21 playing?
Ben Hunt?
Yeah.
Yes.
You think he's playing?
Well, what's he had out? It's broken leg.
I think we'll know. By the way, I think we'll know early. I don't think it'll be an hour before kickoff deal. I think that decision will be made by Friday or Saturday. It'll be at a training session and they'll announce it.
I'm gonna assume that Taukeiaho isn't playing. Have you mentioned Hargreaves? What's the male there?
I can't remember what was his affliction, but he was in awful trouble too.
Who had the rib? Was that?
That was Taukeiaho. And didn't Robertson say it was such a nasty injury that they couldn't needle it up? There was no point needling it up because it was such a. Ooh. It actually could have punctured a lung very easily. Well, how does that heal in a week?
It's not easy backing up after Melbourne too. I'll jump in here, boys. I'm going to go the Dragons, and just keep backing our man Ravalawa. 16 tries from his last 19.
Yeah, he's flying, isn't he?
He's flying.
Yeah. I think we might see a Dragons performance like they turned up against Parramatta a couple of weeks ago. A bit of an ambush.
Yes,
they seemed to get up for the better teams, and then they let us down last week against the Warriors, a game they probably should have won going into it. So yeah, I fancy this being a bit of an old school game, a bit of an arm wrestle. So I'm going to lean Dragons.
Dan Duffy scored that brilliant Anzac Day try, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And he's in far better form now.
He did it Tedesco. I could see him. I'd be looking at him for a double. But it's the Roosters. You don't want to bet against them too hard.
Jack Bird adds a bit of winning steel to them.
Good too. You know what? They've got Mungrel.
Yeah.
When was the last Dragons side that actually had Mungrel?
Yep.
And that's why I'm looking forward to this game so much, because that's a real challenge for the Roosters. Last game of the round. Melbourne.
Did you say you went Dragons?
I went Dragons.
Yeah, yeah.
Roosters?
No, Dragons.
We're all Dragons.
Yep.
Melbourne Warriors, Amy Park, $1.12, $6.50. Now, there used to be a theory that the Warriors would perform in this game. Haven't done that for a long, long time. Melbourne have won the last 9 head-to-heads and the last 5 Anzac games, and most of them floggings. Although a couple of years ago, Brodie Croft had to kick a field goal to get Melbourne out of trouble. 15.5 is the start. I present to you, gents, the Warriors centre pairing, Marcelo Montoya and Jack Murchie. They're starting to get really thin.
Mm-hmm.
Petahiku out. Paul Turner out, Adam Pompey out. We've got front rowers of Taunoa Brown and Evans. They've got Ben Murdoch-Masilla. Evans is starting. They've got Ben Murdoch-Masilla in the second row. That's not going to happen. Bailey Sirenin will start, and Murdoch-Masilla probably off the bench. I'm loath to tip against a Tohu Harris team because I rate him that highly, but no, I've got to take Melbourne. Big occasion. And they're the most, I think, I'm going to make, here's a statement, I think they're the most informed team in the comp right now. I think they're more informed than Penrith. Yeah,
maybe. What would the price be if the grand final was today? Fully fit. Each of two?
Storm, Penrith.
Yeah.
Penrith maybe just in front.
Right.
Just.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at the premiership odds. We'll put them up in a moment. Here we go. So Melbourne equal second favourites.
That's not a bad price. I mean,
You know what? You know you're right, Joel, because they're going to get to the prelim final, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're going to walk into the prelim final.
There'd be some head noise on grand final day, wouldn't there, from the Penrith players, I'd suggest. Still a very young team that first half.
Do you remember Merlin Otte, the sprinter?
Oh, the old... was she the one that kept turning up at 40?
Yeah, I think she over two Olympics, she'd won like something like 6 world championships.
Oh, no.
But timing's everything. She never won the gold at the Olympics.
Didn't Sergei Bubka have it? Oh, no, he won a gold, but he was similarly snake-bitten at
the big... So big timing's one. Everything. You can win. You could win 50 out of 52 games or whatever the numbers are.
Okay. What's more likely to happen? Oh, by the way, we better get a tip on this, and then I'm going to ask you a left-field question.
Righto.
Storm to run away with. I think it might be close for 30 or 40 minutes, but at home, a huge crowd. Even though the Warriors do have a lot of support down there.
No Pappenhausen.
No Pap.
Yeah. But Nico Hines is not a bad replacement.
Yeah, but
he's not Pap.
The Pap cashes, because he walks up with the ball, Pap, and he cashes in on every line break. Mm. So, but I'm with Sean. They're too big, too strong. With no Adam Fanua Blake, they can't compete with this Melbourne Storm team. They just roll up the field and beat them. Just one more thing. Can I throw a rule change in proposal, boys?
Is this ideas committee?
Ideas committee?
Yep.
I can't believe it. Anyway, go on.
The Munster Storm rort, if you can call it a rule. It wasn't a rort. It was brilliant, really.
Semi-rort.
It was a loophole, right? Can we bring in a rule this week which nullifies this? If the player returns in the case, which was Munster, within 5 minutes of the field, they must replace the player who came on for them. Agree or disagree? That kills the loophole.
Sure.
You disagree?
I wasn't listening.
Why?
Because they keep telling me, we've got to end the show.
Well, you could have said yes, and it would have been...
Yes, I agree. Okay, you are 100% right.
Righto, end the show.
Stick with ideas. Keep the ideas coming. See you, Sean Ormerod.
Thank you.
Welcome back from Mexico. But remember...
We're not doing best bets.
Oh, best bets. Okay, let's do this.
Fabian Frothers. Final routine in the Rhythmic Spillnastics. Hope you're thirsty, Australia. Change from 4 drinks, don't see that often. Taking credit for his round now. Lovely pint pirouette.
Especially on this sticky floor.
Into his trademark schooner shuffle.
Extra hops. Now serve it up, son.
Yes! All thrill and no spiller. Another make it look easy moment from Sportsbet.
Fabian Frothies, eh? That's a very Melbourne term, Frothies.
Yeah.
Billy Brownless sort of term. Mm. All right, let's now do this. Sounds like something Sean would say. All right, speaking of Sean, let's go to your best bets.
Well, I teased to it early, and actually, when I was sending this through on the WhatsApp group, I had to preface it with it not being a fake message. Broncos head-to-head is my best bet at the price.
At the price.
We're always on about, banging on about it, but I think they present great value head-to-head over the line.
Yes.
Para have put up some monster numbers against them.
Yeah, go here.
Last couple of games. But I'll just look at Broncos' form line. I don't think it's actually pretty good when we look at who they've played. So $5 at a neutral venue.
Yes.
Don't mind it.
Okay.
What he's saying, punters, he thinks the Broncos in this scenario win this more than 20 times out of 100. That's what Shawnee Boy's saying at the price. Papa Lee, I love this fella. Absolutely love him. If you want to get a little bit greedy, throw in Burton. But I'm thinking now, just ask me this, boys. When a returning player is included in the reserves, a la Coruscant, a la Edwards, what percentage chance do you think
60.
They play? They more often play than they don't?
60.
So if that's the case, maybe you go back to Crichton. But Papa Lee is my anchor.
Okay, and my one, I've gone a little bit more traditional. I've gone to the old fashioned lines. The two, they're multied up together. Canberra specials, absolute specials. And I really like the Dragons. And I'd put that at 5.5,
specials.
And now it's bumped up to 6. No, I'm not saying Dragons are specials.
Can I do another rule change?
I'm saying Canberra are specials.
I'm kicking you under the table. Thank you very much, folks. Enjoy your weekend. And, of course, Shawnee.
Gamble responsibly.
That's it. See you, Dan.